ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pope Leo reflected on wars as he celebrated Mass in front of what the Vatican said was more than 1 million Catholic youth in a field on the outskirts of Rome.
We are with the young people of Gaza. We are with the young people of Ukraine. With those of every land bloodied by war.
The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says six more people have died of starvation in Gaza over the last 24 hours. Friday, President Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff visited an aid distribution site. He met with hostage families in Tel Aviv Saturday. Jack Smith, the former special counsel who investigated and prosecuted then-candidate Donald Trump, is now subject to a Hatch Act investigation into whether he violated the policy that bars federal employees from using their office for political activity after a referral from Senator Tom Cotton. This is ABC News. The city of Cincinnati, Ohio's increased security after a violent brawl that was caught on video sparked outrage, says ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Authorities are looking over all of those viral videos, trying to see who's involved. We've got six people hurt, six people charged, four in custody, two people still on the run. They've got increased patrols and then armed units on hand. We know that the mayor is working with the governor on this. They want to get additional resources, including some state SWAT teams. So they want to elevate the response here to fix what he says is a false perception of a violent and dangerous city.
In Northern Ohio, four new members welcomed into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, including tight end Antonio Gates, the first Hall of Famer who did not play college football. He played basketball at Kent State. In a speech, he paid tribute to his late father. The rest of the class of 2025, defensive lineman Jared Allen, defensive back Eric Allen, and wide receiver Sterling Sharp. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll continue to have some air quality issues thanks to wildfire smoke. Look for mostly sunny skies, southerly winds, highs today in the lower 80s. For tonight, we'll have a mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Currently 59 degrees.
Now my empty cup. truth is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
But you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Good thing he's fine. can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM.
Somewhere beyond the sea, stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms. Thank you.
Echoes from a better time. 97.9 FM. WGBW.
Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at. So we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me. How in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, "Give me your rifles." So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them. I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Reflections of the way life used to be. slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight. Why be lonely? You'll stay at home and you'll be gone. So why be lonely?
Sitting alone, sitting on a pillow.
Tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Take his hand, and don't you worry about me. I'm through.
she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to catch up on them. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so excited. Won't need bright lights, no, no, we won't.
Your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find
that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Local news and timeless hits from back when the music was cool and so was you.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
What a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariff uncertainty is hanging over back-to-school shoppers like Kristen Silberman, a mother and teacher in North Carolina.
The tariffs are definitely a little scary, so I'm trying to get everything ahead of time, even like a new car or, you know, like everything we're trying to get ahead of time because we don't know what's going to happen.
Speaking with ABC affiliate WTVD, President Trump announced new tariffs that will go into effect next week. The former special counsel who investigated and prosecuted him is now subject of an investigation. The former special counsel Jack Smith is being probed for violating the Hatch Act following the recommendation of Republican Senator Tom Cotton. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says six more Palestinians have died.